Democrat John Bel Edwards is Louisiana's new governor. That's partly because more voters than expected cast ballots in Saturday's election. Some go to greater lengths than others to vote, including some current and former inmates. Louisiana, unlike many of its deep South neighbors, restores voting rights to citizens with felony convictions after they've served their time. But reporter Eve Abrams says some people who've served their time are still left out.
In prison, I was what they call a jailhouse lawyer. I studied law. That's all I'd done.
This is Calvin Duncan.
I'm 52 years old. I was wrongfully convicted, sent to prison for 28 and a half years for a crime I didn't commit. And when I was released in 2011 by the hard work of the Innocent Project, I wanted to be able to vote, to enjoy the most fundamental right that I think all Americans enjoyed.
Within 72 hours of his release, Duncan went to City Hall and registered to vote. But it was while serving time in Angola that he came to appreciate the full value of this right. Duncan was part of a group called the Angola Special Civics Project.
It's an organization that guys in prison would contact their families and say, look, mom, dad, you got to register to vote. You got to go vote because you have to help us change our circumstances.
Duncan would call his aunt. She'd given up voting because, like many people, she was frustrated with politicians and had lost faith in the system. But Duncan changed that.
Because she would contact me, Calvin, you know, they got this guy running for office. Who you think we should vote for? I would say, well, don't vote for that judge because that judge is using her position to be tough on crime, which is not her job. You know, vote for this person because this person is saying we're going to take people that accuse of crime and develop programs.
Now Duncan gets to make those decisions himself. A 1974 provision in the Louisiana Constitution says once convicted felons have served their time, whether in prison, probation, or on parole, they can vote.
I'm not voiceless anymore. I have the greatest power that you could have in this country.
Every inmate gets an inmate orientation form, and a section of that form is dedicated to inmate voting.
Captain William Devlin runs the inmate voting program at the New Parish Jail, which mostly holds people awaiting trial. Devlin ran inmate voting at the old jail, OPP, too.
The very first thing that happens is we send out a form to the tiers saying, okay, you have an election coming up on such and such a date. Do you want to vote?
Devlin looks over the list of inmates interested in voting. Those in jail awaiting trial, who aren't under order of imprisonment, confinement, probation, or parole, they're eligible. Devlin sends the list with his notes to the registrar, which, after a rather involved process, gets absentee ballots to inmates who qualify. The new jail is quiet and industrial. We take an elevator up to security, then another elevator up to the floor where two inmates in orange jumpsuits have been brought from their pods. Out of close to 1,600 inmates, 49 requested to vote in the runoff election for governor, 8 qualified. Inside a small multi-purpose room, Deputy Gene Law opens the ballots for two of the inmates and hands them pens.
That's your instructions. If so need.
There's one in here and one here?
Yes. One in every category. You got governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general.
Both inmates have voted before. One of them, Jerome, says,
my first time voting in jail.
The other, Jonathan, has been inside since March and has voted in every election since then. He says it's a right Americans take for granted.
Being in jail, I guess, makes voting even more important because if you're a convicted felon, that right is taken from you for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. You can eventually get it back. But, you know, so now even more, I'm like, yeah, I definitely want to vote while I can because if I do get convicted, well, it'll be a while before I can do it again.
Before I went to prison, I was voting. I never missed voting before I went to prison.
Gregory Finney was released from prison on August 24th for possession of a small amount of crack and heroin, what he was going to use himself.
I used to make sure I get there 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, just to be the first one in there.
After serving 16 years, Finney was released for his good conduct. But because of mandatory state drug laws, he'll be on probation for the rest of his life. Which means, even though he's no longer in jail, unless the laws change, he'll never be able to vote.
I committed a drug crime. You know, they got people committed worse crime than that, but they can vote. We can't vote. So it ain't I feel left out, I'm left out.
Calvin Duncan, the former jailhouse lawyer, says back in 1974, when the Louisiana state constitution stipulated that citizens on parole could not vote, it was before the war on drugs and harsh mandatory sentencing. Duncan says the citizens of Louisiana likely never envisioned taking away a citizen's right to vote for life. Duncan says every time he votes, he thinks of Martin Luther King and how after the voting rights law was passed,
people that couldn't vote, they lined up for miles and miles just to vote. That comes to my mind. But I'm also reminded that that feeling that I feel of being having power is a feeling that a lot of my friends would never, ever experience.
At least, not until those who can vote elect legislators who are willing to change the law. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.
That story comes to us from producer Eve Abrams as part of the new WWNO project Unprisoned, which is part of the national initiative Finding America, produced by AIR with financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Unprisoned will bring you more stories about the effects of mass incarceration on our city in the new year. Check out our Facebook page for photographs, links to resources, and more. Facebook.com/unprisoned.